The United States, birth of a nation. We can say that in the 19th century, the United States became the rich and powerful nation it is today. It was the beginning of this movement towards wealth. Especially cities and railroads were built, and let's say that the Civil War marked an important moment in the development of the nation. Why? Because the federal government and the 11 southern states started conflicting because they wanted to secede from the Union. One of the key events that influenced all this development was connected to innovations in productive technology, especially the advent of the factory assembly line and mass production, because in this way productivity was increased and profits were gained, reducing costs of production. In this sense, we can say that the US are a kind of laboratory of modern capitalism. In the meanwhile, another problem was the difficulty in integrating African-American into American society. Abolition of slavery in the United States happened later than Europe, and maybe also one of the reasons was also the pressure of the anti-slavery novel called Uncle Tom's Cabin, published in 1852. But at the same time, there were also more practical and pragmatic reasons. The fact that in the factories that mostly were built in the North, there was the need for manpower and laborers that could accept to work for longer hours and have worse pay, differently from the white workers that were now striking, joining in unions and striking in order to improve their working conditions. In the South was mostly agricultural, and the slavery was needed because the cotton plantations survived thanks to the unpaid work of slaves. That's also why, even after the Civil War, there were extreme forms of segregation, laws that prohibited blacks from attending white schools or riding on the same public transports. We can see that the real contradiction in the American way of life is basically between two contrasting values. On the one hand, freedom, and especially freedom of movement, the so-called on-the-road attitude, and the other one is home, that is the values of family and settling down and possessing the place where people lived. And that's a kind of paradox.